Let's give Mark a warm covenant welcome this morning.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I'm so honored to be here, and I think we should honor your pastors, David and Bob. Now, just a second, we're going to do that. Because they're back from vacation, and they're fresh, and they're ready to go, and we should just welcome them home. Come on, let's just give them a hand and honor. Well, I'm super excited to be here today. I love this church. I love you. I'm getting to know you. I've been here now, I don't know, 3 or 4 times. I can't remember all these things in the past, dates, times, places. Just kind of, my life is to live in the now moment with the Lord and just keep moving forward. How about you? We just got to keep taking that next step. How many find just that's hard enough? Could I have a show of hands? Just like, so, yeah, we're in this together. So I'm so thankful to be here, and God's doing a work. Amen. How many have felt a stirring? This fresh fire thing is right for right now. I'm going to share with you why I believe this is right here, right now. And so, fresh fire. How many have felt a little bit of stirring in your spirit that God's up to something? Could I have a show of hands? Because it will help other people. You've actually felt a stirring. See, that's confirmation. We should just look around and say, that's not by accident. That's by the stirring of the Holy Spirit. That's the anointing of God. That's the grace of God that's coming on His church for right now. How many that have felt the stirring of the Holy Spirit have also felt a different kind of stirring that's trying to resist you? Could I have a show of hands if that's you? Lift it up high. Yeah, they go together. Those things go together. As we're taking a step of faith to move forward with the Lord, we're displacing the enemy in territory, in our own life, and in the community. We're taking that step of faith. Everywhere your foot shall tread, the Lord's going to give it to you, but we got to take the step, right? You got to take that step of faith. How many find that difficult at times? Just rolling out of bed, just kind of get going. It's a challenge, and to do the right thing, and all of the above. So we're in this, I want to say it, we're in a revival season. I don't know if I've felt it like I'm feeling it now, but there's something that's happening in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is doing something right now that is fresh and new. And I'm so encouraged with fresh fire for the summer and what God wants to accomplish in each one of us. And so I want to believe that there's a spark of revival in the Northwest. The Northwest has been prophesied over that a revival is going to come out of the Northwest. And I've been at the same church for 45 years. I've heard those prophecies. But I believe we're at a threshold of something fresh and new. So I'm sharing that with you so that it kind of just clears out the cobwebs. How many realize things just get in our mind and we get busy? And no, God wants us to focus this summer. If I could give this summer a label, I would call it the summer of surrender. I felt it a couple weeks ago at a conference. I gave it to a young guy next to me. I just shared, this is the summer of surrender. He was being touched by the Lord, and in a moment, he picked that up. And now we're texting all the time. This is the summer of surrender. And you know, this is for every generation that we're going to get prepared. I believe God is preparing us for something He is doing right now. And how many know this is a distracted culture? We can get distracted, right? And this is a time to what? Focus. This is a time to focus. And a summer of surrender will bring us into that focus like nothing else. And so when you put that up there, fresh fire, I'm thinking, summer of focus. I mean, summer of surrender. A time to focus. And this is what's so exciting. So I am just so jazzed to be here with you. I love being in church. I love being with God's people. I'm passionate about your life and your destiny and what God has for you. How many know the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm going to share a little more about that in a minute. But I wanted to share two prophetic thoughts for you before I get started into the message. Oh, how long do I go? So I'm just looking at that. Okay, good. Okay. I might just get going and never think another, here we go. Okay. I want to give you a couple of scriptures because I believe they're prophetic for you right now. I believe this is a prophetic, you can come and prophesy, and then, or you can come and just share the word of God and it's prophesying to you. I want to prophesy the word of God to you today. I could prophesy this just out of my heart and use this verse, but I'm going to just read it to you. And I want this to be something that impacts you. This is in the upper room. This is the night before Jesus goes to the cross. This is in John 15. Jesus is sharing some of the most important things with the disciples in that upper room. If you haven't read the upper room discourse, you need to just read those words. They're so powerful in John. And so what I want to share with you, I believe, is prophetic. Jesus said to them, "You did not choose me." In John 15:16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go forth and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain." This is so powerful. I believe this is a word for right now. One, that we recognize God's the initiator, right, in your life. How many try to initiate with God and you found out that doesn't work? Could you lift your hand if you tried that? You tried controlling him and that wasn't working. So you tried another thing like, I think I'll respond instead of initiate. Right now, God's initiating and he's always been initiating. We get that mixed up, but we learn it over life. I'm trying to impart it to the younger generation. Just get it over with. Just surrender. Don't wait till, like me, 50 to figure it out. And so it's so powerful that God chose you. I don't know what the enemy does with your mind, but he comes to belittle, discourage. God chose you. This is so prophetic. This is so profound because he's calling you to something. There's a purpose in all that he has. And he said to the disciples, "You didn't choose me, but I chose you. You're his disciple." He's speaking this word to you today. You're not here by accident. You're here by divine design. Amen. How many felt resisted just to get to church today? Could I have a show of hands? You almost didn't make it. Could I have a show of hands? But God got you here. Lift your hand high. Isn't that, I always wonder, I never think about who made it. I'm always thinking about who didn't make it. Because we're in this battle. But, so the word chosen there is to choose, to select, to pick out for oneself. God has picked you out. I don't know what the devil's been telling you, but God's telling you he picked you. He loves you. He cares about you. He's passionate about you. He's got a plan for your life. That's what he's telling you. And so this is what's so beautiful. He's chosen you. And this is beautiful. And he's appointed you. The word appointment there means to place, set, establish, and assign. You have an assignment. I have an assignment from the Lord. I'm 69 and I just feel like I'm just kind of figuring the assignment out. Can't wait to see what tomorrow holds and today holds because it's unfolding. I don't know, we just got to come into a whole new mindset. The Western mind, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. We have no idea how conformed our mind tries to become. We have to break out of that and be transformed so that we see it clearly every day or we'll start to drift. How many have drifted recently? You've just kind of been drifting. Lift your hands up if that's you. Just been drifting a little bit. I know the Lord keeps us on the path of life. And there's no condemnation. God's here. He loves you. He's passionate about you. He's got something that he's working in you and through you. The anointing and the power is on you and in you to accomplish this appointment. I'm still trying to discover every day what that appointment is. Which person at the grocery store? Where's that appointment today? It gets down to one moment at a time, doesn't it? Wow. And then it says go. So Jesus is sending us. He's sending us. I'm telling you, you're on mission. After today and throughout this summer of surrender, I believe the mission and the calling and the appointment on your life is going to become so clear. The Lord is just going to clear out all the confusion, all that's been trying to press in, and bring a clarity to your mind about the purpose and plan God has for you and the mission that you're on. And then to bear fruit, Jesus desires your life to impact others and produce lasting fruit. That's not only the work that He does in us, but it's the work that He does through us, right? There's a purpose and a plan. Wow. So I'm so excited about this. Some thoughts here. You're not here by accident. I just want to state that again. You're not here. This verse is for you. I would put this verse on your refrigerator, your bathroom mirror. I would begin to quote this. And as you quote that verse, the Word of God is going to get into your spirit and it's going to change your life. You did not choose me, but I chose you. There's something's just going to start happening. You're like, whoa. Like I'm up and God has chosen me. Like this is like wild. This is amazing. And He's appointed me to go forth and bear fruit and that my fruit will remain. There's an assignment. And let that just begin this summer to just begin to open up your heart to all the potential that's heaven bound in your life that God wants to do in you. I believe right now you can't, it's above and beyond what you ask or think. If we give a summer to surrender, you won't even comprehend the voice of God to your heart and what God calls you to. Because there's so many pathways, aren't there? And God calls us to walk with Him. This is as we seek Him, He's going to reveal this. So I'm excited for you. Can you tell? I can't do it for you.
Right.
I'd like to. That's a controller. But I can't. Each one has to seek Him. You can go out in an hour and forget all of that. Or you can take that seriously like that young man. I thought that word was for the conference. I shared it with the leader. I was like, summer of surrender, it was for you. I'm challenging you to a summer of surrender. Doesn't that, no, you, this is going to open up. This is going to unfold. This is going to blossom something. God is going to do it. I'm excited for you then. God chose us. God appointed us. God has purposed every believer. God is preparing His church for harvest. I have to believe that this is about harvest. I just have to believe it. I have to believe it's about all the people that aren't here. My God, what are they doing? They're going crazy. They're going crazy. They're being swallowed up. They're being destroyed. Something, this is just, I don't want to try to frame it in because it's in the mind of God. It's His heart. All we have to have is an ear to hear and an eye to see and then just be in step with Him. And it's all going to happen. Second word I have, second scripture that I'm just prophesying. If I was just prophesying, I'd be prophesying it with all my heart. It's in Ephesians 4:16. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other part grow. Wow, we are so dependent on each other. It's wild. We want to be so independent. Skip it. Just be dependent. On Him, on each other, we're the body. You wouldn't go around with this thing dislodged from here. It wouldn't do anything. It has to be all connected for it all to work. And then when you see it working, you go, that's amazing. We don't even give our own body credit how amazing it is. One enzyme doesn't fire, you're dead. It's weird. It's so intricate. we just like, oh yeah, that's cool. We walk around it and we're not even amazed by it anymore. It's this old hand. Like, yeah, until it doesn't work. And then you're going, wow. You take it less for granted the older you get, but still, stir this thing up. Get going. You got... I'm telling you. Where was I? He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. There's no mistakes. You're not a mistake. How many times the enemy come and just beat the tar out of you? I always say God is so personal, but so is the devil. Oh, the Lord's so personal in His love and care, and the devil is just steal, kill, and but it's personal. We're in a cosmic conflict. We're in this warfare. But I want to encourage you. You are a part of the body. I love this. As each part does its own, each part, that's each of you, does its own special work. You've got a special work to do. That fits perfectly in the body to bring forth the purpose and the plan of God. I'm so excited about your purpose and what the summer of surrender. Remember, He's calling us to a summer of surrender, fresh fire, and He wants what He is doing in us to be brought forth, to be a part of what He's doing in each of us, to bring forth the life that's in the body. I'm excited about your part. I'm just passionate about your life, what God's doing in you and through you. When I talk to people and I'm with them, it's amazing the warfare they're in and the challenges they're going through, but how great God is in His purpose and plan. And so it's all about what God is doing in you and through you. To fulfill the body, the purpose that's the whole body working together. And so to me, this is exciting. It helps the other parts grow. We're going to help each other grow. That's part of our mission, right? To serve and help and lift and encourage and build up and all of that. So that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of life. Key thoughts here, the whole body fits together perfectly, meaning all of us corporately are one body. You know, lately, it's the strangest thing. Like there's a law of connectedness. It's a whole brain science thing that talks about, Carolyn Leaf talks about how the body is fit together. I can't tell you how many times I've ticked somebody and they said, I've just been thinking about you. And I'll text them. Or I'll call the guy today here to pray for this time together. He goes, wow, I was just sitting here in Newport. We were on a getaway. My wife and I were looking at the ocean. And I was thinking about you. And then you called. That's the body of Christ. We're connected. Way more than we can comprehend. Because we can't see it. But it's reality. So this is what's so dynamic. We serve and help and encourage each other. Every part does its own special work. I'm so excited about your special work. Every believer matters. You matter. So we just got to stop listening to the devil. How many have been hearing you don't matter lately? Just lift your hand up if that's you. Just kind of like you don't matter. I know. It's brutal, isn't it? It's terrible. But if we expose it, we get it out, and every joint's supplying, we can call that other person, and we can get strengthened. Amen. We can't tolerate that. That stuff will take us where we don't want to go. Every believer carries special something from God. You're a special something, I'm telling you. You're just a special something. and that something emerges as we know Him and His Spirit and the Holy Spirit releases in us that transforming power and brings forth the life of God in us. And to me, that's just, I love it when the life of God comes alive in somebody and the Lord starts living through them. And they stop living their life and they live out of the new nature and the life of God and they begin to discover, wow, this isn't about me. Yeah. It's about Him. And I'm a part of a body and He's living in me and animating Himself in me to live through me. I'm thinking, wow! And then he changes us into who he always wanted us to be, and we go, who's that? When I was depressed, and my wife said I was the most unhappy person she had ever met, and that I started meeting with the Lord every morning in the secret place 19 years ago. After a year of meeting with the Lord every day, she said, you're changing. You're changing. I said, well, our circumstances haven't changed, and that's what I was all depressed about. But I'm better. Is it okay for the rest of our life together? I can't believe that was 18 years ago I said that, because it seemed like yesterday. That I'm never around in the morning, I'm just with him. She said, yeah, that's fine. I think he's doing a really good work. It was just like, yeah, you're good to go. If after this first year, the second year, the third year, man, this is good. And so this is what's dynamic. God is changing us. He's animating himself through us. It's the life of Christ living in us. That's what Paul said, right? I've been crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the new nature we've been given. We're not remodeling that old person. You're a brand new person living out the life that God has for you. I want this to so excite you. I'm excited about this. Because I know that other guy, in here, I know where he was going to pray. A nut house. I'd just been in a nut house. I suffered from so much anxiety and panic. I had a goal to come to this message and not have anxiety. That was my goal. And I think by the grace of God accomplished something. Like, I'm so thankful. Like it's still going on. The transformation process is still at work. It never stops till you die. And then it's glorification and it gets so much better. So this is exciting. Now I want to talk about the Zoe life. I just introduced it just a little bit. But John 10:10 says, the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. These are Jesus' words in John 10:10. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Now that's not a Western concept. That's not like if we get to know Jesus, we get all this abundance. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the fact that he's saying, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. The life there is Zoe life. It's not psychological life. It's not bios life. It's not physical life. That's not what he's talking about. He was talking about the life of Christ in him was the abundant life. To me, this is exciting because it's Christ's life. As I've been changing, I even probably thought I was doing part of it. I was doing part of it. I was surrendering to him and he was doing it. So any changes that happen in us, just give the glory to God, because we can't change ourselves. We have the Holy Spirit in us to bring about that transformative work. But we have to do what? To receive it. Surrender. How many find it difficult to surrender? Could I have a show of hands? Like that has been problematic to you. Lift your hand up high like this. Like just like this. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it off you. Shake it. You know, how many have find humbling yourself to be more difficult than being proud? Could I have a show of hands? Why does the carnal nature like right there like that? Trying to run, rule, lead. And it's so challenging to get the spirit in there because we have to surrender.
Right.
But then the Zoe life of God, I don't know how to say it. How do you say the life of God is in you, producing something you can't produce, fitting you in where you wouldn't have a clue where you fit in, accomplishing the whole human race. I always think God is seated at Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father. The Holy Spirit lives in us. And he's administrating his entire kingdom from a seat. I can't even handle my own life, let alone just all of us. Isn't that cool? And when we surrender, He changes us. Raise your hand if when you did surrender, you noticed some things changing. Lift your hand. So this is, remember, this is a summer of
surrender.
Summer of 90 days. I called a gal. I called a friend who had a wife. They were together. And she gets on the phone after I said summer of surrender, June, July, and August. When they were going to the beach, the Lord spoke to her and said, you need to surrender for the next 90 days starting on June 15th.
Come on.
I'm telling you, the Holy... She's out of... They're out of my... I haven't talked to them. The Holy Spirit 2 days ago says, I want you to surrender for the next 9 days. Totally independent of the summer of surrender. I'm thinking to myself, God's at work, speaking. Little confirmation. Thank you, Lord. You know, I want to encourage you that this summer of surrender is different. He's preparing us for something. How many would like just anxiety to take a hike? Could I have a show of hands? It's like, yeah. Yeah, how many, you could write down a few lists of things you want to go during the 90 days. Could you just write them down on a little journal pad? Say, I'd like this to go, I'd like that to go. I'm not going to try to manipulate anything. I'm going to sit with Jesus, and I'm going to just be with Him, and I'm going to know Him, but I have a few things that I'd like to see change, not trying to make that happen. I'd like over here, Lord, I want you to speak to me, reveal to me. I'm telling you, during this summer of surrender, get a journal, write it, and just start listening to the God thoughts. Out of His Word and through His Holy Spirit, God's going to speak to you. He's going to direct you. The Word of God is a lamp to our feet. The Word is going to reveal the next step. The Holy Spirit's going to illuminate that step, and you're going to be able to take it. If you didn't really want to come this morning, but you came here, I'm trusting the Holy Spirit got you here.
Yeah.
Praise God. Were you the one that shared the story with me? Like, I usually come over. No. Wow, what a testimony of being resisted. Then, can I share the rest of it? He gets here and he's clouded. Well, I call it the five C's. Clouded, crowded, cluttered, confused, and critical. That's kind of in the negative state. Clear, concise, comfortable, confident, courageous is the other side. So if you want the 10 C's, there they are. So anyway, and so you know how you vacillate between those. But he came and I don't know the lady that was on fire, but she was on fire for the Lord. And she laid hands on him and prayed, and the fire of God came upon him. We should give the Lord a hand. He almost doesn't get here. He gets here, but someone got here on fire. Every joint supplies. Whoosh! It doesn't matter to me if I'm the one receiving it or giving it. I just want to be in it.
Amen.
To me, this is exciting. I want some excitement to get in us for this summer because God's up to something.
Amen.
He's up to something in you. He's doing something brand new. I'm telling you, don't discount yourself by age or IQ. I discounted myself from IQ for so long. I finally just had to say, it doesn't, you made me. Just, we'll just get on with it. He's got a plan for you. He made you. He knows your IQ. He knows it. The enemy does too, and he beats the daylights out of us trying to bring up stuff. God made you as you are. You're beautiful. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Get charged up. Just surrender. Remember, we've got to remember going into this summer, God is the initiator. You're not manufacturing this. You're responding to His Word. You want deliverance. How many want deliverance in an area? You want it. God's gonna meet you there. You want a better marriage, or you want things to work out. God will meet you there. As we surrender, He's the initiator. We're the
responder.
I'm just fascinated by how all this works. I'm watching people just be transformed right before my eyes, and I'm like, wow. That's all I could say is it must be God, because there isn't a self-help thing in the world that's going to fix us. Have you noticed? They just say, you know, God helps those who ask Him. You know, just like, help. How many need help this morning? You're like you're in trouble in some area, some issue, something's going on. Lift your hand up if you just need God's help. I know we do. We're in trouble all the time. We live in this fragmented world and we're moving forward. And God is helping us. He's present to help you. And this is so beautiful. It's just so powerful. Now, key thoughts on Zoe life. It's the life of God. That's what we want living through us. When people tell me, they'll come up and say, it was like 10 years ago. Man, you spoke to me and changed my life. They'll say that. And I'm thinking, Zoe life. I don't even remember it. I don't remember. You know, it flows, right? It's a river. It's the river of God. When it goes out, it brings forth life. Fruit. That's the fruit that remains. The life we pour out of the life of God in us. That's what produces life in others. So, key thought here. Well, I'm just going to move on. Oh. So change on your heart for a minute. I just feel like God is touching you in a way that's unique. Speaking to your heart. I just feel to seal whatever He's speaking to you. You know, the Lord's so personal. I can say all kinds of things and God could just drop one thing in your heart and say, this is what I'm speaking to you, son. And it changed. It's like, whoa. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just cover over the things you're speaking to our hearts, even right now, Lord. There's an anointing that abides in each of us. And Lord, I just pray that for this summer of surrender, God, that your heart and life will be manifest in the heart of every person here, Lord. As we just open up to you in this season, I just sense, Lord, that there's something germinating, something beautiful is coming forth. It's like a springtime. It's like something that you want to do in each of us, but you're just asking us to respond with our surrender, to come to you, to open up our heart to you, to humble ourselves and yield our life over to you, a living sacrifice, just to let our life be your life. Let our goals be your goals. Let our dreams be your dreams. That our desires would be your desires. Lord, I'm sensing you sparking something in this church today. I sense something is being sparked in every heart. Your church, your ecclesia are the called out ones. Each one here is called out. They've been called out of the world and they've been set into the body. And I just sense, Lord, that you're stirring something in the inner person, Lord, of every heart, in their thoughts and their feelings and in their emotions and in their dreams and all that they are and in their physical body, Lord. If there needs to be a healing in here, your life is flowing. Lord, touch bodies, touch minds, touch hearts. If someone's confused and troubled of heart, Lord, we pray for a sound mind, power, love, and a sound mind. Lord, we ask for righteousness, peace, and joy, not that comes from us or our efforts, but comes from Christ. Lord, we thank you that you're doing a new thing here at the church. You're doing something brand new in each one. So we just cover over this seed, Lord, just taking this moment, just felt this Selah moment, that pause to just reflect and look to you. And Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you about three C's. So I told you about five C's: clouded, crowded, cluttered, confused, and critical. I wasn't planning to say that. And then the other C's, clear, concise, comfortable, confident, and courageous. How many want to move into that realm there? I want to talk about three C's that are not related to that. And can I get a Kleenex? It's right there. Oh, I have one. I want to talk about the Great Commandment. I want to talk about the Great Commission. And I want to talk about the Great Challenge. And we've talked a little bit about that. But I want to talk about those things. And number one, the Great Commandment. And so this is what is in Matthew 22:37. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your..." You'll love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, right? So, Matthew 22:37. I wanted to talk about intimacy as the highest calling for us as believers, where God is calling us into an intimate relationship. John 17:3 says, Jesus said, this is eternal life, that you may know, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. The word know there is gnosko. It's the word for intimacy. God, in this summer of surrender, wants to call you into intimacy, into closeness. Before he's calling you into service, he's calling you into nearness.
Yeah, that's good.
Before he's going to tell you what he wants you to do, he has to get you in proximity so he can show you what he wants you to do. That's closeness, that's nearness, that's intimacy, that's time spent, right? That's knowing him in a personal way. And so God wants relationship. God desires that you draw near to him. It's interesting that it says in James, it says, submit therefore to God. That means surrender, right? Come under. Then it says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Then draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Then wash your hands and cleanse yourself and all of that. But notice how when we surrender and submit, then we're going to experience a warfare before drawing near. Why? Because the enemy doesn't want you to draw near. But when we submit, we have authority over the enemy and we can resist the enemy. Then we can draw near. You ever wonder when you commit to, I'm going to meet with the Lord, and then everything goes to pieces and you never get there, and all of a sudden 4 months goes by and you said, I really had a good intention, but I never made it. That's warfare. That's the warfare. That's the warfare that's happening around intimacy. The enemy doesn't want us to draw near to the Lord. He doesn't want us to be close to him. He doesn't want you to set that time aside to be with him. And so I want us to be aware of that. So our number one takeaway from the great commandment is God's crazy about you. And when it says to love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you have to remember that you're the responder. That's not an initiation passage. That's a responder's passage. So my question to us is, what is our response? What is our response? Our response is to surrender to the Lord. That's how we love him. We surrender to him. He was all in for us, and then we're all in with him, and our call is to surrender. Let me read you Romans 12:1. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. So our response is surrender. That's why this is a summer of responding to the Lord's initiation of love. And we're coming to him to be loved. How many have been searching for God's love? You've been challenged to find God's love, or it's been difficult to experience. Lift your hand if that's been difficult. I want to encourage you to just surrender in this summer of surrender to his love. Just open up your heart to the Lord. In a PBC class, I shared a simple thing they could do every morning when they open their eyes. Just say, good morning, Heavenly Father. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I've shared that here before. And then surrender your will to God's will and then receive his love. A PBC student that I had this last semester thought that was impossible to do that. How could you think about God with your first thought when your first thought is, I want to go back to sleep? No, that's actually what he said earlier in the semester. He said, my first thought is sleep. So he took that little simple strategy of surrendering his life to the Lord first thing and acknowledging God. And he was in a bunk. They had bunk beds. And so he pinned it up there. And he said, I think this is impossible, but I'm going to try it. So he began to read that. He began to say, good morning, Heavenly Father. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I surrender my will to your will, and I receive your love. That young man was transformed by the end of the semester. He was literally transformed. He wrote a paper in the class and told me all the ways that God transformed him by simply acknowledging the Lord with his first thought. To me, it all starts with intimacy, right? It all starts with proximity. All starts with knowing him. This is what's exciting. And I think this, I want to say this, but in 1 John it says, you can't love until you've what? First been loved. We don't produce love for God. God fills us with his love. Romans 5:5. It says he fills our hearts with his love. The Holy Spirit does. And the love he fills us with, we bring back to him and we love others with. If we're trying, it's a fruit of the Spirit. Love. Our first assignment in intimacy is to be loved. Let God love you. If we don't get love from the Lord and he fills that place in us where he is, where it's reserved for him, then we'll go looking for love all day. We'll go trying to find it. Tell me I'm good. Tell me, prove of me, please. And we'll try to find love in all the places that can't satisfy. The key to your morning time of intimacy is to surrender and receive his love. Write that down. Put that down. That's my goal. My goal of my time with the Lord is to open my heart up to his love and let his love fill me up. I'm watching people that are just receiving God's love and they're being transformed. Their lives are being, they're satisfied, because Psalms 90:14 says, satisfy us every morning with your unfailing love. David said the same thing. He found the secret to being loved by God, and it satisfied him in the deepest places. I want to encourage us in the great commandment, let God love you. And you'll have plenty of love flowing through you to him and to others. And to me, this is so critical, because it's love that brings forth the changes and the transformation inside of us that we've been longing for. We're just trying too hard to fix ourselves. How many have been just exhausted? Tell me, lift your hand if you're exhausted trying to fix yourself. Could I have a show of hands? It's just, and how many just can wave it at me? It's not working. It's not working. But when he's loving you from the inside out in a place that's interfaced with his spirit in your heart, something brand new happens. To me, this is powerful. It's so supernatural and powerful. The second thing is the Great Commission. Make disciples. Matthew 28:19-20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. I want to talk about a takeaway here in terms of the Great Commission. And I'll just make it as simple as I possibly can. And lift your hand if you can, if you think, I could do that. I could do that. How many can just be available to God in this next season? Just be available. Lift your hand up. Just be available. That when he speaks to you, that you'll have a yes in your spirit to do what he says. That you'll just simply be led by him. I just sense in my spirit that God is going to lead you in such a new and fresh way that it's going to be amazing to you. You're going to be amazed as you're surrendering to the Lord in the morning, receiving his love, and you're available to him. 6 years ago, I retired, you know, and I was a dentist, and just drill and fill, and just a dentist. People get touched by the Spirit. There was ministry there, you know, it's fun and it's exciting, and people get touched. We leave them in that room, and then we come over here and do this. And not all the time, but it was fun. I love doing dentistry. I wanted to be a dentist since I was 13 years old. And I retired, and you know when you're in a new chapter of your life, you can get insecure because you don't quite know what God's doing. And I was in my backyard just after retiring, and I said, Lord, what am I going to do since I'm not a dentist? I mean, what am I going to fill my time with? And just as clear as day, the Lord says, be available. And I've been available for 6 years, and just God's got a plan. He leads, I follow. He's God, I'm not. He knows the future, I don't. He leads, I follow. How many are exhausted trying to figure the future out? Could I have a show of hands? If you're just like, stop it. You're controlling things. You're just messing up the availability. How many, when you go to the store, you actually have a task list? You have a detailed thing. You're not really interested in the people there. You got to get the job done. No, if you're available, you're going, Lord, here I am, send me. Like, okay, Isaiah. Like, here it is. I'm telling you, God wants to open us up to be led. Not to go, oh, what am I supposed to do and what's my... No, just be led. I'm telling you, you're going to be doing things in 3 months that you thought, what am I doing? This is amazing. You're going to be so fired up, stirred up, red hot for Jesus. You're like, where are we going, Lord? You're going to wake up going, what are we doing today? I don't want you to think, oh, another day. No, what are we doing? What's the great commission for today? There's grocery store clerks. Get your mind out of just admin mode. Get your mind out of just, I got to just do all. No, be open to be led of the Spirit. I'm telling you, I'm concluding life is a mystery. Knowing God is a mystery. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are high. It's a mystery. It's discovery. We're just growing all the time and discovering what He's doing in us and through us. And it's so exciting. And then it's an adventure. We're making this way too hard. Love Him with everything and just do what He says. Let's go. Give up your life. There's a lot of your, you know, lately I've been thinking, what would my life have looked like if I had chosen to go my way?
Right.
And the Lord then gives me a little picture of where I would have ended up. And then I say, okay, let's stay on this path. That's a nutcake. I'd have been in a mental institution. I suffered from anxiety so deep and wide, it was ridiculous. I could think the worst case scenario if you had a hangnail. No, I'm telling you. And some people are so proud, they think they can do it for God. Other people are so fearful. We gotta get rid of all of that, humble ourselves, and just be available.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you. I just see you too. I don't know. I'm just sensing God breathing in a new way. Something fresh and new. So I just want you to be excited. You've been so responsive. I want to tell you I love you. And I'm excited for you. 90 days of surrender. Are you up for it? Oh, man. Mystery. Discovery. You don't know everything about God. Come on. What do you want to discover? He's going to show you so many things. Like you got to, we're so conformed. It's ridiculous. We're so, this is me. This is my identity. This is what I do. It might not be what you're doing next week. He might have another plan. You got to get it. You got to get this thing off you. Oh, you're thus far and no more. You can't do that. You made a mistake. You failed. The devil is just constant. To minimize the adventure, the dynamic, the power that's flowing in you and through you. It is the Holy Spirit. It is God. To me, it's exciting. I'm excited for you. I just think if we just tap into this with just, Lord, here I am this morning. I'm just surrendering my will to your will. Great. awesome. I've been waiting for that. I don't want to think I have it figured out, but the guy on Sunday said, just sit here and say, I surrender. Whoa, I felt something. Scott. Oh, the Word of God. Oh, I haven't, it's been like a dead letter, but oh, it's coming alive. Like it's, the Lord's breathing on it. Like, yeah, that's the Holy Spirit. Just hang on. Buckle your seatbelt. Come on. Your life's not your own. You got to give it up. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross daily. Follow me. We are so in control of our life, we're killing ourselves. I just want to say the words of Jesus. Deny yourself. Oh, that's a hard word. Yeah, he said it. Pick up your cross daily. 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 Present yourself a living sacrifice. It doesn't say daily, but we'll put it in there. Daily. That's what it implies. It's a living sacrifice. How many surrendered in the morning and you took it back by the afternoon? You barely got out of the gate. It's ridiculous. Lord, I surrender my will all to you. And then you're, someone cuts you off on the thing and you're, yeah, whatever. But I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I think we're close to done. I'm enjoying this. I have such a vision for you. I mean, it's so dynamic. It's foolproof. You surrender, God will take over. He's not waiting for you to get with it and prove something to him. And he's just waiting for you to surrender. That's it. And that's the way you show him love. You're responding to him. That is love. Because it's the highest form of love, because it's communion. You can't get any closer to the Lord than when you're surrendering your heart to Him. You're not proving, that's the cool thing. You're not proving anything there. It doesn't matter. He already accepted you. It's already been done. It'll just catch up with your mind. And then all that nonsense you're doing to prove yourself will just go away. Don't try to fix yourself. It doesn't work. Just get transformed. Amen. And that's so fun. It's exciting. Okay, the last thing. Do I have a couple more minutes? So we talked about the Great Commission, or the Great Commandment, the Great Commission. Be available. Can we remember that? Be available, just like be available, and willing, and willing. The Great Challenge. Oh, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. How many find just taking every thought captive to be the biggest challenge of your life? Could I have a show of hands like that? How many know that takes the Holy Spirit? There's just no wrangling in these 20 to 40,000 thoughts. You can't even keep up with them. All you can do is surrender them to the Lord and open up your heart. And God will help you take those thoughts captive. It says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. There's plenty of that out there. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Isn't that beautiful? We're going to bring every thought. That's the great challenge, is aligning our heart and mind with the Lord. And this is what's so beautiful. One of the key takeaways, not every thought deserves agreement.
Yeah. Amen. Good word.
You're agreeing with some things that are killing you.
Yeah.
Not every thought is a God thought.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't have to think about every thought you think, and you get to choose the ones you think. But you have to have Zoe life in you, revealing, even, you can't even figure that out. You need the life of Christ in you. No. You need the Holy Spirit helping you with this. Otherwise you go crazy trying to take every thought captive. You'll chase this one while this one's coming in, and you'll chase this one, and before you know it, you're a basket case. Just like... But God said, take every thought captive. Well, He means under the power, under the Zoe life of God, under the power of the Holy Spirit, you can take that thought captive.
Yeah.
Number one, without the Holy Spirit, we can't even discern it's garbage.
Right on.
And it's a temptation and we can't even determine that it's garbage. He gives you power. Wow. Not every thought deserves agreement. Measure thoughts by God's word, reject lies, and agree with truth. Yay. Let's just say amen. Amen. Takeaway number two, renew your mind. This is it. Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world. Just ask you, what am I copying? What's conforming me? I was having depression on Sundays. Now, I don't know if I should say this. Anyway, I love golf. I love to watch golf. Now, I'm telling you this not because golf's bad. But I was having depression every Sunday. So I came into this year and I said, Lord, anything you want from me to give up this year? Golf. Don't want you to watch it this year. Okay. Yes, I won't. And then I noticed I didn't have depression on Sundays. And you know what it was? Competing loves.
That's good.
He saw something in me that was competing for his love.
Wow, that's good.
Now when I go to church, I don't think about I have it on this, ready to go, and then you got to think about that, and then you got to sit there, then I get depressed, and I fall asleep, and then I wake up, I tell my wife I'm depressed, and I didn't know it was because of that. And once that was gone, and tell you, what God is using in the time He's freeing up, I can't even tell you. He doesn't just take something away. He fills it up.
Yeah.
With what He wants to get done. I can't even tell you how many hours I was wasting on it. But anyway, just a waste of time thing. But it's not just about a waste of time. It's hearing God's voice and letting Him clear it out. Oh, I'm so excited for you. About what's going to go.
Yeah.
And what's coming. Oh, we're just so conformed. Oh, let me read the rest of it. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Okay. Let God transform you. Wow. This isn't us fixing ourselves again. Here it is. Let God transform you. All we're doing is a summer of surrender, and then He's going to do the rest. And the last scripture, Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart above everything else, for it determines the course of life. And so, I just feel God's doing something, and it's 11:40, I'm done. Can I pray one more time? And just, I'm so excited. How many feel like God spoke to you in some way, shape, or form today? Just lift your hand up. Maybe stand up if you, yeah, that's almost everybody. Let's stand up. Let's open up to, How many, and don't feel condemnation if you don't raise your hand or anything, but, or just kind of smile at me. How many feel like you're ready for a summer of surrender? Like you're ready for one. You actually made that sound good. Like, just lift your hand up. Like, okay, I get it, Lord. You love me so much. You're passionate about me and you want me to come and sit with you. I think I can do that. I want to do that. And then all hell's going to break loose. But anyway, we're going to overcome because we're overcomers. You're going to get there. Where? With Him. In the morning. Just be with Him. Just be with Him. Just be with Him. Just be with Him. So sweet to be with Him. Just give Him the first part of your day. Just dedicate a little bit of time to Him. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 50. Just whatever you give, whatever you're responding to, whatever you just could, before you go into your job, just sit in your car, just put worship on, park there for me. Say, Lord, I surrender my will to you. What do you have for us today? What are we up to today? Just let those moments be sweet. Let those moments be pure. Let those moments be uninterrupted. Just you and your Heavenly Father, your Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. He loves you so much. He's passionate about you. I feel it so deep. Lord, we come with arms lifted and just surrendered hearts today as we look into this summer as the summer of surrender one day at a time. We just want to be with you. I thank you for every person here. It's your body, Lord. It's your people. Precious. beautiful. I just thank you for each one, Lord. I know you have something above and beyond what we could ask or think, Lord, that you're going to take them into places that we could never imagine as we just open up our heart to you. I just thank you for this church, Lord, this fresh fire, this already was set up to be a summer of encounter. Lord, I just pray a blessing on those times together here in this sanctuary as we gather on Wednesday as there's a gathering. Lord, bring your anointing, bring your favor, bring your love, bring your care, bring everything we need. We just open up our love, our heart to you as you fill us. I just thank you for each one, Lord. I pray just one more time, and it's just, if you are going through something really challenging and all eyes closed, nobody has to look. If you'd lift your hand, if you're just facing something that seems daunting, seems bigger than you, seems overwhelming, just might be a few people. Lord, we just cover those that are acknowledging their need, Lord. There's struggles, there's challenges, there's something that we just need you to come into the midst of that, Lord. So we invite you into the midst of that struggle. We invite you into the midst of that pressure. We invite you into the midst of that situation. And we ask, Lord, that your hand of protection would be upon each one in this room, and especially those that raise their hand, Lord, that there would be a hedge of protection around them, a garden of protection, Lord, that your peace would guard their heart and mind. Lord, we need you. We're desperate for you. And Lord, I just see something emerging, like a flower that's going to bloom in its time. And Lord, we just know that you're in control of that. I just pray, Lord, whatever that circumstance, health, relationships, job, money, finance, whatever it is in the natural, or whatever it is in the spiritual, mind, will, or emotions, Lord, just struggling. Whatever it is, we know that you know, you see, and you are going to do a work of grace. We pray all that in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's thank the Lord together.